Artist Master's Call family, we welcome you and thank God for you. Please join us as we go to our King in prayer this morning. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh my God, we love you so much. We thank you, Lord, every day and every moment on this happy Thanksgiving morning. We are entering your gates with thanksgiving and going into your courts with praise. We give thanks to you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the Master's Call. Our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherstein. They are your gorgeous bride, your church. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our Artists International family, the Diaz de Leon family, and how you brought us together as your true health and wellness ministers in the marketplace. We thank you for your prayer warrior, listening and speaking on this call, and the families they each represent. Thank you for blessing them all and keeping them all as we feast with you this morning and feast with them all day today. Thank you for this precious time enjoying your bounty with food and fellowship. Thank you, Father, for the 72-hour weight loss system and strategy you gave us, so no bad food formed against us shall prosper. God, you really love us, Lord, and you are good, and your love endures forever. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. Holy Spirit, come upon us now. Give us a fresh baptism and anointing to do your will here on earth as it is in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, again, I am Rebecca Thomas, and it is a Jesus joy privilege to give thanks to the Lord with you on this Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for greeting and feeding the people and opening us up with prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I am calling in from the beautiful city of Tampa, Florida. And I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning, faithfully, to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due Him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is known affectionately as Dr. Dimples or Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, He also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so when He gave the mission, He also gave a scripture reference. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. And if you want to hear the specific day that you are calling in that call, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages are archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, and that is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And there you will find a list of our speakers, you'll find past messages, you can find our bios, and it's just an amazing website. If you are feeling led to join the team, if you have a word from God stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new and improved MMC Call, hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They do this so that they can keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. You know that we are doing the 72-hour weight loss. And if you need more information, or if you're looking, you know, to figure out, well, what does 72-hour weight loss have to do with a prayer call? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you would get back with the person who invited you to this call is affiliated with Artists International, which is the best health and wellness company, as our prayer journalist rule would say, on this side of heaven. So I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forth and bless our socks off. Now, this woman of God is so familiar to the call as one of the co-founders that she really needs no introduction. She is our very own Mother Eagle. She loves us enough to keep us moving, to keep the word of God coming forth uncontaminated and uninterrupted enough to bring us to a place where we remember who we are in Christ. This woman of God is just amazing. She loves us each and every one of us on this call. She takes the time to reach out to us when we are in bad places. She prays for us continually. She is a woman after God's own heart. So I am going to get out of the way and present to all of you, because we all know her, none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstool. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Ty, for hosting our call on this blessed Thanksgiving Day. Thank you so much, Ms. Rebecca. Shout out in Smyrna, Georgia, for greeting and seating God's people on this special day. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Blessed Thanksgiving to each and every one of you on the line. We praise God for each and every one of you, and especially today when you took out time on your day off, on a day that is set aside to just stop and give thanks. I'm going to just give a quick overview, a brief sermon today, so that we can open up the lines and have everyone who wants to come in for no more than 30 seconds to a minute, so we can get as many callers as we can just to come into the queue and tell what you're thankful for, because, you know, utmost, we are blessed to be a blessing. I earlier this week took out time, and I'm going to encourage you to go to the website that Minister Kai gave us, themasterscall.net, and get a thorough, detailed history of Thanksgiving, his story of Thanksgiving. I talked earlier this week about retrace your steps and say thank you. And today we want to reflect. We want to retrace. We want to look back and remember. We want to memorialize those many blessed times and seasons, good and bad, that our Father God has carried us.
Well, amen, amen, amen. She will be back with us. It appears she has dropped off the call. The devil is a liar, and we know that the enemy will try and come in any way that he can. So we are just going to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor as Dr. Vanessa pops back in with us. So we know that Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks to our Father and our big brother, Jesus Christ. So we just want to make sure that we honor him in all that we do, and not just in giving thanks, you know, today, not just one day, but each and every day. because we know that without Jesus and the work that he did on the cross, that we would not be where we are today. So we just want to give, you know, give God the praise, give God the glory, give God the honor, just glorify his name because he deserves that and so much more. So I just thank you all for joining us here today, and we know that God is in control and that nothing that has happened, nothing that goes on is ever wasted. Everything that we've been through, every experience, every situation, every circumstance that he has taken us to, taken us through, is for our good. Because we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. So in this time of Thanksgiving, we know that we don't necessarily thank God for the bad times, but we thank him through them. Have to be thankful knowing that when we come out on the other side of whatever it is that our situations and circumstances bring us to, that we know that we are better. We know that we are stronger. We know that we are anointed and blessed because we've made it through those circumstances and those situations. So we just need to make sure that we stay mindful of what Thanksgiving really means, of what Thanksgiving really is. We have to make sure we stay mindful of why we are giving thanks and why we're even here in this place that we are in to be able to give thanks. So we just have to really look at who we are in Christ and what we're doing in him, and just remember that it is because of his love, it is because of his mercy, it is because of his grace that we are able to be on this earth. We give thanks for all that we go through, that we praise him through it no matter what, that we continue to push forward and to give God the glory, praise, and honor that is due him each and every day. I don't know about you. Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am so sorry. I'm just talking, thinking that I'm still connected, but thank you for taking off. I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to hit some points, and then I'm going to turn it back over for us to open up the line. On this morning of giving thanks, and I was hearing what you were saying, I covered on Monday some key points. I don't know if you heard the first one before I dropped off. It's my fault. It's not even the phone. I forgot to charge it last night, and I thought we were being charged, but I guess we weren't. I talked about first, choose to keep a helpful attitude, to keep a posture of thanks. I talked about understanding that first you have to choose to have a heart of thanksgiving. You have to choose to have a mindset that focuses on the possibilities, the opportunities, the positive, and not just the negative. We have to choose that because when every day we get up, we have a devil that doesn't fight fair, that doesn't play fair, that doesn't have mercy or grace in his heart toward us. We always will have holy haters. We'll have those who hope you fall and not succeed. That's okay. Choose to have a heart of being thankful, because when you keep your eyes focused on the hills from which cometh your help, when you choose every day to get clothed and dressed in the armor of God, all of it works together for our good. Then secondly, I talked about give thanks through your tests and trials, not if the trials will come, but when the trials come. Yea, though, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You know, I was taught years ago from my senior prophet, the best, the juiciest, the healthiest fruit grows in the valley. Those of us from Texas, we know the fruit stands, the H-E-B's, the Kroger's, all the grocery stores, they get their fruit from the valley. In the valley, those roots go deep, and the fruit is juicier. The watermelon is juicier, the cantaloupe, the honeydew, all of it is juicier. In your valley, God does, what do I always say? He shows me. In my valley, I get to work my faith muscles. In my valley, I really get to learn who's really with me and who's just happy to be there. In my valley, I, with eyes of faith, because I'm the eagle that I am, see my victory in Christ. Give thanks. Keep that attitude of gratitude, no matter how the winds may blow and the waves and the storms of life. stay rooted and grounded. Yea, though I walk, don't stop, don't pitch a tent there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Learn to, when the fiery darts come, let the shield of faith answer in response. And then thirdly, we talked about give thanks even for your enemies. I know you got to love, as my mother always says, sometimes you just got to love the hell out of people. They got so much hell in them, but if you keep shining that light, you drive out that darkness. If you keep smiling when they expect or hope for you to go off, it just burns them even more. Give thanks because I think I said it when I taught this. Mike Murdock teaches us that when your enemies show up, that's an announcement in heaven and hell. Something good is about to happen because your God is about to show up. See, let yourself thank God for their enemies, their presence. It is. It's an announcement that there's a gateway for a new season, a new transition in our lives, and then hurling along because we really, really do want to hear from you this morning. That fourth principle we talked about was give thanks for the process that positions us. Give thanks for the process that positions us and empowers us to be successful. In other words, be thankful for your workout in the gym. That process, I've talked so many times about in this world of microwave food, of instant love, of just technology so fast, we're so impatient sometimes, we forget there is a process. There's seed, then there's time, then there's harvest, and you can't change that. There's seed, time, and harvest, and position yourself, plant yourself in the right soil of life. Plant yourself in the right situations. Our artist family, we are in the right place at the right time. God's favor is on us, and it'll prove to be successful. And last but not least, the fifth principle we talked about when we're talking about being thankful today, retracing our steps. Giving thanks produces us and sustains holistic growth. See, when you give thanks, you're feeding your spirit, your soul, and your body. You're feeding your spirit, soul, and body. When we have that thankful, hopeful attitude and that nice, kind spirit, and show up and to show out in every area of our life. So I know on this line, with all these people on this morning, we ought to hear some quick testimonies of what we're thankful for and how we keep our eyes through the tests, through the trials, through the ups, through the downs. We're on the mountaintop. Do we get that letter I out of our vocabulary and say, we, the Holy Ghost, and all of heaven and I did this, giving God his due credit. Let's be thankful this morning and hop in the queue and let us all know what you're thankful about. And I tell you on this Thanksgiving morning, I am so honored that the first one in the queue is our godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook. Good morning, good morning. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. I am very thankful. Spent most of the night in the hospital last night, so I am thankful.
I thought the text was about somebody. You were the one with the high blood pressure. Lord, have mercy.
I misread it,
but I was praying anyway. Well, you're doing better now in Jesus' name.
I'm good. Was dehydrated, so I'm good. So I am so thankful. I'm thankful for you, for this call, for all my artist family, for the just thankful that this call just takes us through the year. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful because I knew when I text you, and text several people, I just laid there in comfort because I knew the prayers of the righteous. Of
that's God. Right.
So I have a lot to be thankful for, my family and all of that, but I'm just most thankful that I'm healthy, I'm here, I'm home from the hospital, and I'm great.
Amen. And you're going to drink plenty of water today so we won't ever get dehydrated again, right?
Yes.
We love you so much, and you give so much to everybody. We on the morning call yesterday, we were just thanking God for her speaking up and all the traveling she's done with this 72-hour weight loss. And when I got the text, I just started praying. And I said, well, you know, you always forward me text about it. I said, well, she didn't give me the name. I said, well, Lord, you know. And I just started praying. And I apologize because you know I would have immediately called. But I was, it was a day. But I just started praying. I said, whoever she's talking about. So we're glad that you are fine. We are glad that you are home. And you have a very, very blessed Thanksgiving. And it is so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Amen. That's our very own godmother. And for those of you who may be new to the call, who aren't aware, she, along with First Lady Gloria Tate, but really godmother, opened up this entire English-speaking market. It has just been such a blessing to us. All righty, the next caller this morning, 5697. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Blessed Thanksgiving, my TMC family. I am thankful to God just for his goodness, his mercy. This is Willa Peterson, and I'm in visiting with our son, Kenan, and my daughter-in-law. And God is just good. I thank him that he knows the end of the situation from the beginning. This has been a good year, and I just praise God for that. I thank him also for family and friends, for my TMC family. You mean just the world to me, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Robinson, the entire TMC family. And lastly, I thank God that he has provided us with not only the basics, but everything we need. And so I'm thinking about the homeless who will not be with loved ones during this Thanksgiving day, who will be on the street perhaps with nothing to eat. So I'm purposing in my heart, and I'm just saying this to you, if the Lord puts it on your heart, excuse yourself from the table and take a plate of home-cooked food to a homeless person on the street today. I'm sure they will not turn it down. And it's just always, as Dr. Vanessa said earlier, as it says in God's word, we're blessed to be a blessing. And just thank you for being there. That's it for me. Love you, my family.
Amen. Well, you know we love and appreciate you, Miss Willa. You have a very blessed Thanksgiving. All right, from Florida, we're going to head to Indianapolis. Good morning, Miss Jackie. Blessed Thanksgiving Day to you.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, my TMC family. And I have so much to be thankful for. I don't want to take the time to list it all, but I just thank God that I'm in the land of the living today, and versus where I was feeling a few days ago to where I am now, I just really am grateful to God. I normally would be the one to cook the full Thanksgiving meal, but my family opted to pitch in. And bless the hearts of my brothers, some of their ideas of pitching in is buying the food, and they pitched it to my house to cook it. And I thank God that he gave me the strength to cook it for them. But I'm just looking forward today to fellowship with my family. I'm thanking God for good health. I'm thanking him for great health. I thank him for everything that he's doing in my life, and I thank him for his love, and I thank him for never leaving me alone, for goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm so thankful to the TMC family. I'm thankful for your prayers and how you reached out to me. The reaching out to me just gave me that comfort to deal with what I was dealing with this week and giving me that strength to go on through it. Your encouraging words, your love, your kindness, your prayers, everything. I just thank you all. God bless all of you. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your family. But enjoy God even more.
Amen. Well, it's always an honor to hear from you, and we're glad you're feeling better. We're going to head down to Nashville now. We've been keeping her in prayer, and I tell you, I love you, love you, love you, love you so much. Good morning, and blessed happy Thanksgiving, Pastor Candy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you all. I am so thankful. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I have a sign. When you first walk into my place, there's a sign that says, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. So while missing my husband, Stan, I feel that he is with Christ, and I'm so thankful that he is with Christ, our Savior. And also I am thankful for the love that has been expressed through visits, through cards and phone calls during this difficult time for me. So I just want to encourage everybody. There is always something to be thankful for. And I just love you all. I look forward to hearing you. I look forward to being ministered to through you. And thank you so much, so much for just being a part of my life. I love you all.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know we love you a hundredfold back, and we're lifting you up in prayer, and I'm grateful that you feel the prayers of the righteous, because we know this is the first, if anything, of holiday without your husband, Stan. I think you all married 38 years, so I think I heard Ava say that, but we just are, please know, we're here for you. And we're not going to ever not be here for you because we love you and we appreciate you. And just for you to even take the time to get on the call this morning, that is such a testament and a testimony to others. And for me to have my laugh when you do your good morning, I needed that. I needed that.
Good, thank you.
And you have a blessed day, and I'll be hollering at you later.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Praise God. Wow, what a testimony. We are so blessed. All right, we're going to head to, I know this is a Houston number, 2890. Good morning, good morning. Blessed Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning, good morning. This is Ida Massey in Houston. Good morning to my TMC family. I am so thankful for this day. I am so thankful for Jesus Christ, my Savior, and his ultimate sacrifice for each of us, and I am thankful for my family. I am so thankful to hear that godmother, Dr. Cook, is doing fine. Please take care of yourself. I am thankful for all of the wonderful people who had a chance to meet because of Artists International, and I love each of you.
We love you, too, and thank you so much for that beautiful shout-out from H-Town. All right, we're going to keep it moving. This looks like a GS, my New Jersey number. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to our Master's Call on this blessed Thanksgiving morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, I know you're grinning. I got that text. She made it safely home with me.
That's right. So, you know, I have a lot to be thankful for. So first, I want to thank God for this day that he has created.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to have done what he has done. I want to thank God for all the prayers that you guys have put out there for giving my wife and my daughter Traveling Mercy, because they made it in safe yesterday. And, you know, when they got here, I wasn't here. I was out shopping, getting all the food ready for today.
Yeah, see, you kept saying 2 o'clock, and then when I got the text from her at 12 something, I said, oh, she got in early.
Yeah, she came in around between 1:30 and 2, they came in. Yep, yep, yep. And I thank God for all the smells that's about to be created up in this piece of my home.
That's a man's point of view. Lord, have mercy.
I thank God for you, Pastor V, for this platform. So thank you for everything. Thank you, guys, my partners, my artist partners on this call. Have a blessed, happy, and Thanksgiving today. Be grateful for what's about to happen. Be grateful for those that we have not even seen that's going to happen, that he's going to bless us.
Right. Amen. Is that Mercy? Like I said, we want to hear her voice. Where's the queen?
Yeah, I'm right here. Thank you, Artist family, for everything. I just thank God for my family and my friends and who Artist brought to us as new friends. I thank you for all your prayers. I just love you guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
So godmother, take the crayon aloe.
Oh, yes. And godmother, take your crayon aloe. Drink your crayon aloe.
I want you to say something. I know the product lady is going to say something about a product to godmother.
We gotta take care of our godmother, so drink that crayon aloe, because we need you. We need you. And get some rest today. Get a little rest today. God
Amen.
Bless you, brother family.
Oh, we love you all so much. Love you, too. Look forward to hearing you in a few minutes. All right, we're going to take 2 more. We're going to go up to Brooklyn. Good morning, Minister Ada. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, Pastor Vanessa. God bless each and every one of you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I am so thankful for God being God all by himself. He has carried me and my husband through a very difficult year. But I stand today with so many of you in my artist family, my TMC family, and thanking God for bringing us through. So I just want to say I thank you. I thank God for you and Dr. PK and the Master's Call. I thank God for my artist family. I thank God for the family that he has blessed me with in Marion, Mr. Doug Grace, and my own family, my children and grandchildren and my mom. So thank you for what you, all that you do, Pastor Vanessa. I'm telling you, I get dizzy just thinking about all that you do. May God continue to keep you and strengthen you. And also, just thank you for, and Dr. PK, for your yes for the Master's Call. It has enriched my life so fully. So back to you. Love you and appreciate you.
Thank you, same. A hundredfold back to you. We're going to take one more. I know we have more in the queue, but we want to be sensitive so that everybody has a chance to hop on our new morning motivational call. So, Miss Deborah, good morning. Good morning from New York.
Blessed
happy Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, a blessed happy Thanksgiving Day. I give God thanks and praise for this beautiful day that he has created and we can all experience and enjoy. And I thank God for life. I thank God for health. I thank God for my mom coming through a very difficult and challenging experience. She came out through it in God's hand fine, and she's healing and recuperating well. I thank God for family, and I thank God for my artist family, because you and all of the others have been just a force to be reckoned with when it comes to love. You are just love and over love, and I just thank God for that love. So in this Thanksgiving Day, I just say bless God and thank you all for everything you've done and will continue to do.
Amen, amen. All righty. I know we got two more in the queue. I see one is Miss Tiffany. Okay, Miss Tiffany, real quick. Good morning, good morning. Blessed happy Thanksgiving Day to you.
Same to you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for your everything that you do, your dedication and your commitment to you and your family. The happiest of Thanksgiving to you, to my TMC family. I love each and every single one of you. And from our home to yours, happiest of Thanksgiving to you. And I'll just sing this snippet really quick. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You guys have a wonderful day. We love you. Goodbye for now.
All righty. Thank you. And last but not least, good morning, good morning. Blessed Thanksgiving Day to you. I think that's 4210 or 4210. Good morning.
Yes, I'm on two different numbers. Good morning, TMC fans. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa Westphal and Dr. PK Roberts. We thank you for this call because it is a really blessing this morning. I thank God. I'm entering to his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. We be thankful to him in his blessed name. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. God bless you all, and thank you for my TMC family and the Flanagan. God bless you. Enjoy your day.
Amen. Well, I tell you, it is such a blessing. We have to give everyone a chance who was in the queue to say their thanks. And we love each and every one of you. It would be remiss because I see her on the board. Briefly, if our co-founder would like to say something before we close. Ms. Co-founder, we can hear you loud and clear.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I am especially thankful to you, Pastor Vanessa, for all that you have done in keeping this call open and working as hard as you do. I thank God for Dorothy Cook, who God gave the mission, and she carried it out well in keeping the Artist International going here on this side of the water. I thank God also this morning just for the prospect of life. My children, I was just so glad to hear them on the call this morning, the Flanagans, and talked with them yesterday, and how good it is to know that they made it home safe. No mother is able to sleep until they know that all of the children are at home. So I thank God for them this morning. I ask that all of us go out and just share a thank you to somebody on today for what God has done for all of us. God bless you. Go out and have a super fantastic day. I love you, Pastor D. Kiss my mama for me.
I sure will. We're going to forego announcements today and catch up on tomorrow because we are way over time. And I'm just going to close us in prayer. Thank you so much, co-founder, all of you for your comments. Spirit of the living God, all we can say is thank you. A heartfelt thank you. A heartfelt glory to God. A heartfelt we're grateful for your grace and your mercy. Now, Father, today we've been encouraged and admonished to go out and say and share our thanks with others, and we will remember that this day is about your goodness and your mercy toward us individually and corporately. Thank you for this Master's Call family. Thank you for the thread that binds our heart through Artists International. Thank you that you have allowed us all just to be here each and every day. A little over 5 years. We don't take that for granted. We know it's only by your grace and your mercy we say thank you. So as we leave this call, head it out on a day to be your light. Head it out on a day to show your mercy and your grace. We love you. We extol you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving day. Look forward to hearing you on the new MMC or definitely on our call tomorrow. Bye-bye.